Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Although we'd like to tell you that there's a plentiful supply of fresh and tender Kroger Tender Ray beef, we're sorry, but we can't. But say, there is an abundance of another exclusive Kroger feature that also will give you the top-notch dinners you want. That's Kroger's Selected Seafoods. Every morsel is firm-fleshed, tender, delicious, just the kind of fish your family will love. There's fish for baking, for frying, for broiling, and fish for chowder. It's the finest selection and the very best flavored seafood and fish in town. That's because Kroger Seafoods are rushed to your Kroger store with all of that wonderful fresh-caught flavor. Rushed to you through Kroger's own special rush delivery system. And after delivery is made, those wonderfully flavored seafoods are protected until the moment you buy through precision refrigeration. But stop in at your neighborhood Kroger store and see that fine variety of seafoods for yourself. And when you do, just keep in mind that your satisfaction is guaranteed. Yes, Kroger Selected Seafoods are guaranteed to satisfy and priced for real thrift. Plan right now to make that visit soon to your Kroger store, the only place where you can buy Kroger Selected Seafoods. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Bill Carver has finally met Jerry Manson, and though Freddie Lang knows it, he is powerless to warn Penny of the fateful meeting. So Carver and Jerry Manson feel quite safe as they talk together in a dingy restaurant near the riverfront.
You're sure we're safe here, Mr. Carver?
Only one guy knows we've met and where we are, Miss Manson. And sweetheart, he's afraid to talk.
The Lang boy is slightly afraid of you, isn't he, Mr. Carver?
Slightly. And drop that Mr. stuff, sweetheart. My name's Bill.
All right, Bill. My name's Jerry.
I'll call you sweetheart, because that's what you are.
Oh, am I?
You are to me, sister. Knowing what I know about you and that Gibbs dame...
You want to talk to me about her, don't you?
That's the general idea of us getting together.
Yes, so I understand. But what's she to you?
A stuck-up little meddler and a low-grade reform artist. I don't like either one.
Hmm. Yes, isn't she an angel, though?
Yeah, and I think maybe she ought to have her wings clipped.
Oh, just clipped, Bill? I'm disappointed in you. I thought you'd want to go much further than that.
How far do you want to go?
I'm not afraid of anything. I haven't anything to lose.
I don't get you. Better lay that out a little better.
I thought you knew all about me.
Only what I read in the papers and what the Lang kid got out of old copies in the library. You got hit with a heavy rap, huh?
I haven't come to trial yet, but the sentence will be heavy when I do. I don't like the idea of going to jail.
If you're smart, you'll stay out.
Being smart isn't enough, Bill. I found that out, and the hard way, too. No, I'm going to be caught, and the sentence will be stiffer than ever now. So I might just as well get the worst.
Meaning?
Meaning I don't care what happens to me. As long as I see that something happens to her first.
Hey, you're going to be a better partner than I thought. I figured to just muss her up a bit. But if you'd like to make it something, well, permanent, I think you and me can do business.
Are you sure about that?
Look, I ain't been hanging around Rothville because I like the climate or the cozy country yokels. I've been waiting for something like you to come along and sort of enlarge on my own plans.
I came here with very definite plans of my own.
But they fit right in with mine, sweetheart, if you mean what you said.
I meant every word of it.
You got all the details worked out?
Some of them. I'll leave the actual working of everything to you.
Oh, no. We're in this together, or we ain't in it at all.
Oh, that means you don't trust me.
Sure, sure I do. But a job like this ain't no solo. It's going to take figuring and working together. And starting now. You see, I like to do things and get away with them. I always have. I ain't going to break my record now.
I don't expect to get away with this.
You will if you work with me.
Are you sure?
Now, look, I ain't bragging, sweetheart, because shooting off your mouth is a waste of time, and I've been too busy to waste time. But I done enough in the last few years to go to jail for 200 years. Yet I got a slate that ain't never even seen a piece of chalk.
Hmm. Well, that's interesting.
Well, now, don't get too interested and start asking questions, sweetheart, because I'm still around on account of the fact I keep my yap shut. I don't like questions except when I ask them. And then I figure to get answers.
You don't like questions, Bill. I don't like threats.
I ain't making no threats. Just laying my cards on the table. And I figure maybe you'll do the same thing.
You know who I am, what I've done, why I'm here, and what I intend to do. Those are my cards. And they're on the table.
And I like the looks of them, too.
And if our hands match, we match.
Guess we do, huh?
Look, I don't want to guess about this. I'm serious.
Sort of new with serious stuff, huh?
Yes. But I count on having beginner's luck.
With me, it won't be luck, it'll be genius.
Oh? Are your methods as sure as you are?
Hey, look, was that meant to be a dirty crack?
No, it wasn't. It's just a question. In the sense of a business reference.
Don't worry about me and my methods. They're quick, they're sure, and they've worked. They always will work. There's just one thing that bothers me.
And what's that?
You ain't going to start in on this with me and then pull out, are you?
I came to Rossville for one purpose, Bill. Don't you forget that.
You know, I liked your looks the minute I saw you, Jerry. Now I'm beginning to like you.
Let's not bother about liking each other, Bill. Let's be annoyed by how much we dislike somebody else.
Just a minute, I'm coming.
Good evening, Jenny.
Oh, hello, Mother, come in.
Thanks, dear.
Am I too late to see the baby while she's still awake?
Oh, yes, she just this minute went to sleep.
Oh, dear. Well, maybe she'll wake up while I'm here.
Where is she?
Upstairs. Suzanne's sleeping, too. She hasn't slept very well all day.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. What's the matter?
Oh, nothing serious, just headache. Come on, darling, sit down.
Thanks. I need a nice, easy chair. I've had a terrible battle with Jed today.
A battle?
Oh, not anything like that, darling. But anyone who didn't know what we were talking about would have thought we were terrible enemies.
Well, what was wrong?
Oh, it was about that job Jed's been offered in Mapleton.
Well, he's going to take it, isn't he?
Oh, he wants to take it more than anything else in the world, Penny, but all of a sudden he started worrying about leaving Rossville.
On my account, hmm?
Yes, and I can't understand it. He has to decide tonight and send the Mapleton people a wire of acceptance, rejection.
Darling, where is he now?
He's down at his office with Johnny. Johnny's been trying to talk him into taking the job, too, but I don't have any hope for the results.
No, Johnny's too likely to see Jed's side of it. I tell you what, I'll go down to the office and see Jed myself.
All right, dear.
Okay, you stay here. I'll phone you and let you know how I make out.
Want another cup of coffee, Jerry?
No, thanks, Bill. I've had enough.
Okay. Now, look, you're going to be at this address so I can get hold of you any time I want?
I will indeed. When will you want me?
I ain't sure yet. Gotta find a good place to hide out first, and then a better place to take her when we're ready to finish our plans.
I guess you're right.
What are you laughing at?
Oh, dear. I'm enjoying the idea of not doing it in a hurry. I want to see her suffer the way she's made me suffer.
Don't worry. I got big plans for that.
And you're sure they won't go wrong?
There's only one way they could, sweetheart, and that's for the Lang kid to start wagging his jaw. But he ain't no worry. He ain't getting in on our plans.
I hope not. I don't want anything to go wrong.
Lots of times it's doing it fast that makes it go wrong. Gotta take our time.
Oh, but not too much time.
No, it won't be too much. Just enough so everything's set up perfect. And we can have our fun.
All right. I'll leave all the plans up to you. But there's just one other thing that worries me. You said you've met her and that you even talked to her. Does she suspect anything?
She don't like me, but that's good. Means she'll stay away from me. Her and her pals. It'll give me a chance to get things ready without anybody nosing around.
Good. And she doesn't suspect in the least about us, does she?
I told you, nobody knows about us but Freddie Lang. In fact, I hear around town that the cops and that guy from the Federal Bureau don't even figure you to be in town.
That's better than good. That's what I hoped. I had a hard time finding a place to stay when I first came here, though. I was on the street a lot. I was afraid someone would recognize me.
Yeah, somebody did, I hear. But now they all figure you've left town.
That's what I want them to think. Because, as you said, if everyone thinks I've left town, they'll never guess I'm responsible when something happens to dear little Penny Gibbs. Hello?
Hello, Mother.
Oh, yes, Penny. Well?
You want to know about Jed and the job in Mapleton, don't you?
Yes. Did you have any luck?
I resent that. It was my brilliant power of persuasion.
Oh, Penny is going to take it.
Yes, darling. I'm calling from the telegraph office right now. Jed just finished sending the wire.
Oh, how wonderful. Penny, thanks.
I feel a lot better myself. It was just awful to think of Jed passing up such a wonderful chance because he was worried about me.
Well, he loves you very much, Penny.
Mother, he can love me without worrying about me, can't he? After all, I'm a big girl now.
Well, not so big you aren't still a little girl to Jed and me.
All right, I'm still your little girl, but what's going to happen to me just because you two leave town? Nothing, absolutely nothing.
Well, I don't expect anything to happen because we leave town, Penny, but it'd be just our luck for you to need us when we aren't here.
Now, look, don't you start arguing against Jed's new job after I've just convinced him he has to take it.
No, darling, I'm not going to spoil it. I'm much too happy about it. Oh, did Jed say when he was going to leave?
Well, he'll have to leave at the end of the week.
Oh, dear. Benny was really serious when he said it would be a quick change.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dear, now that it's settled, I'm beginning to get upset about it.
Mother, don't. Pretty soon you'll realize it's the finest thing that ever happened to you.
Oh, but I hate the idea of leaving you all alone, dear.
Mother, stop that, please. You don't think I'd stay in Rossville and miss a great opportunity somewhere else just because of you, do you?
Well, I certainly...
And who knows, Mother? Maybe shortly after you and Jed leave town, I'll be going somewhere myself.
So Grace and Jed Billings are leaving Rossville, and by the end of the week, how will this affect the plans of Bill Carver and Jerry Manson? And just what do they plan to do to Penny? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. You know, it's quite true that at present there's little chance of getting famous Kroger Tenderay beef. But here's something else that's true. You have a wonderful chance to serve your family a dinner they'll rave about. For right now, your Kroger store has an abundance of this exclusive Kroger feature. Kroger's Selected Seafood. Talk about delicious ocean fresh flavor. Why, it's there in every tempting morsel of Kroger's Selected Seafood. Rush delivered to your Kroger store, it's firm flesh, delicious, and priced for real thrift. What's more, you have wide variety of seafood to choose from at your Kroger store.